It's time for Growing Hill, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your voice of encouragement, and we are on a journey to live our best lives, one little bit at a time, figuring out what we're uniquely designed to do, and then moving forward in that, just plowing forward, because as I've mentioned before, you can't plow backwards. You have to keep plowing forward. I was sharing that with somebody earlier today, and he mentioned that sometimes when you're plowing forward, you run into a stump. And what do you do then? What do you do when you run into that stump? And I mentioned that that's when you call a friend. That's the phone a friend moment in this journey that we call life. It's why we need to meet together on a regular basis. It's why we need to get connected. It's why we need to share with each other and develop these relationships. We need to be invested in having fun and making friends and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful, because sometimes when we're plowing forward, we do run into a stump or a big giant rock and we need help keeping on, keeping on. And that's what we're talking about. We are talking about, we've gone from being caterpillars tethered to the world to taking flight into our possibilities. And now we are stepping out into all of our possibilities by keeping on, keeping on. We have to keep doing things. We have to keep growing. We have to keep learning. We have to keep sharing. We have to keep connecting. We have to keep daring. We have to keep doing this if we're going to get there. This week, we are starting a new portion of this study, Keep On Keeping On, and we're going to keep sharing. So we're going to share with others about our journey. We're going to share what we're learning. We're going to expose our heart a little bit so that we can touch the hearts of the people that we encounter. Because when you share, you expand your relationships, you strengthen your relationships, you open doors of opportunities, you grow in your journey when you're sharing with others. So sharing strengthens the learning, sharing enhances the connection, sharing keeps you in remembrance, sharing does the heart good, and sharing, there's five ways that we're going to share about sharing. This today, the focus is on how sharing will solidify your learning, because the more you share what you learn, the more you know it, and the more it settles down into your knower, and the bolder you become in it, because the stronger you know something, the stronger you are in that knowledge, the bolder you are to walk it out. So sharing solidifies your learning, because when you know something, or if you really, really want to know something, if you step in front of people and you share it and you teach it, then you know it even more. You learn even more. You learn from the people that you're teaching, and you learn in order to be able to teach those folks. So in order to solidify your learning, you need to teach it. You need to bring folks together. You need to examine the information deeper yourself. You need to repeat it until you know it. And you need to just break it down. So teaching it, obviously, means you're going to step up in front of a group and share what you have learned. You're going to teach it to them, just like maybe you wish somebody had taught it to you. You can teach a class, you can teach a webinar, you can teach a group younger than you, or you can be asked to substitute in Sunday school class and find out that you're teaching all of the senior people in the church. That's always fun, right? But if you know it, and you don't even have to know it more than the people that you're sharing it with, because you're sharing it in your unique way. And because you're sharing it in your unique way, you're sharing it different from any way that they've heard before. So it doesn't matter who you're teaching. If you are sharing your heart, you're sharing something, you're showing them something that they've never seen before. So be bold in stepping out and teaching to people, even if you are new to the information, or even if you are not 100% sure. It's okay not to know everything before you teach. I had the opportunity to step in front of a group of college students several years back to share a little bit about the writing journey and how that they could pursue writing for themselves. And putting me in front of a group of people to talk about writing, especially if we're going to discuss fiction writing, is dangerous for everyone because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to make up part of the story. I'm going to make up part of the presentation. One, to see if anybody's paying attention. But two, just for the fun of it, just to give them a demonstration of how you can take something and completely manufacture it and make everybody believe it. So this young lady asks me a question, and I don't remember what the question was specifically. I do remember I had no knowledge of the answer. So I didn't have any idea what to say. So I just made up a story. I made up some information. And when I had finished and they all looked at me stunned, I smiled and I said, no, really, I just made all that up. I have no clue. Because it's okay when you're sharing your journey, when you're sharing what you're learning, it's okay to say, I don't know everything. You just can't tell my kids or my husband. Because I like them to believe that I do know everything. And despite what they say, they believe I do know everything. And that I'm 100% right. Guess who just made that story up? So when we're sharing what we have learned, when we're teaching what we have learned, we don't have to be know-it-alls. We just have to share our hearts and what we have learned. So the kids in the college class or college group really enjoyed the conversation, and they had some ideas about how to take stories that they had or ideas that they had and then roll them into their own short story or book idea, because I demonstrated how you can take something and make it your own. That's what we're doing when we're teaching. We're not showing everybody everything. We're taking something we have learned and we're making it our own. The second thing is that we want to bring people together to discuss what we're learning. Start a group, start an accountability group. We did this at our church. Instead of a Bible study or a teaching group, we just came together every week and we would share what one of our wins for the week, one of our struggles for the week, and what we had been reading in the scripture and what we were getting from that study so that we could each be doing our own thing without feeling like we were falling behind other people or it wasn't the topic that we wanted to learn. We just had an accountability group that came together. When we come together and we share our journeys, we, one, remind each other that nobody is alone. Two, that somebody else has probably walked the path that you're on in some shape, form, or fashion. And three, there's always hope. And we need those reminders. It's why we are to come together. It's why we need the connections. It's why we were created for relationships, because we are just bolder and better and stronger and more powerful and more focused and more determined and more world-changing when we do this journey together. So if you do not have a group at church right now, start a group. Whatever night of the week you need to do it, start a group. The people that need to come will come. If you're the only one that shows up, and I've been at a class I was leading and I was the only one that showed up. And so I just studied the material that I brought for the class. I didn't get offended. I didn't get hurt, because sometimes God just wants to speak to us one-on-one. But other times when we open the door and we bring people in, we develop the relationships that allow us to solidify what we're learning, to grab hold of it even more. Because we're sharing this journey. We're sharing the revelations that we get. We share those aha moments with other people. And sometimes it creates aha moments for the people we're sharing with. And sometimes what they're sharing creates our own aha moments. On more than one occasion, I have been listening to someone talk about this scripture. And over here in my scripture, I was reading something similar, but it brought it to me in a completely new light. And because it did that, I was able to take another step, the next step, in what I needed to be doing. So share, teach it. Teach what you're learning. Let other people know what you're learning. The third thing is, after you teach it, bring them together. One, two, missed that. Hang on, we'll get through this together, I promise. So the third thing is that we're going to examine what we're learning even deeper. Just like when you have those aha moments in the groups, when you have these questions or you have these revelations, you want to dig in deeper, learn it even more. Sometimes when you're sharing with somebody, you'll hit those moments where you don't know the answer. Well, that's a great time to either it together or on your own to dig in deeper to the topic that you were sharing about and to learn more about it. I love, when I'm reading scripture, to use a Strong's Concordance. I'm a big fan of a Strong's Concordance, and I use one online, and I'll dig into what each individual word originally meant, what word it was translated from, because the English language has butchered the Greek and the Hebrew language in so many ways. We have taken multiple words and all squished them all together in one word and a lot of other issues. But when I dig in deeper and I learn it a little bit better, then I have even more opportunity to share. But it helps me see things that are unexpected. It creates those unexpected connections between scripture and Proverbs and scripture and Matthew. You know, you just don't know if you don't dig in and learn more. My children and I do this with my children a lot on some of the Marvel movies out there, because I won't understand this character, but they have a deeper understanding, and I will ask them to share their deeper understanding. When we invest in learning more and going deeper, it creates the pathway to share that experience, which in turn creates more pathways to learn, to grow, and to share, and to get even deeper into the topics that you're growing in. The fourth thing is just to keep on saying it. Keep repeating it. Keep repeating it. Keep repeating it. Eventually, one of us is going to catch on. I love looking at scripture where Jesus says, "And again I say unto you." And because he says, "And again I say unto you," it tells us that he said it more than once. So even these men who were right there with Jesus the whole time didn't catch on the first time. So sometimes we're not going to catch on the first time. We're not going to catch on with what we're hearing from other people. And we're not going to catch on with what we are saying to ourselves. So we have to keep repeating it. I get up every morning. I have been writing out the promises that I find in scripture as I'm studying. And every morning I get up and I repeat the promises that are in the scripture out loud to God. And I say, "God, you promised." And then I repeat the promise. One, to remind me, well, really only one, because he tells us to bring into his words into his remembrance. He tells us to remind him of what he said, not because he forgot. God knows what he said, but he wants us to remember, and he wants us to remember it so much it becomes our default position. But that only happens when we continue to invest in it. And we invest in it over and over and over again by repeating it. That's why you can't just read the Bible one time and be done with it. You need to continually read the word so that you're repeating the word to yourself and to the people that you're sharing with. So it becomes solidified in your heart and your mind. So forget "play it again, Sam." We're going to say it again, Sam. We're just going to keep saying it. The more we say it, the more we know it. And the more we know it, settled down, rooted down into who we are, the more we can walk it out. If you don't know it, if it's not solidified in you, then it's easy for the world to shake you away from it. As long as you are locked into it 100%, you can't be shaken. You will hold on. It's like trying to get a cat out of a tree. If you've got a cat in a tree and you try to shake the cat out of the tree, you never even get the cat out of the tree. And that's how we need to be when we learn about the Word and we get a hold of a revelation of the Word for our lives. And finally, we're going to just break it down. Just break it down. Break down what you're learning. And what I mean by that is not to get out and dance. Although, when you are dancing and praising, it is good for your heart, mind, and soul. So don't not dance. But in this context with sharing, we want to put it into bite-sized pieces. Sometimes as we're learning a new topic, we come on some unsuspecting soul and we just dump it out all over them. And they're overwhelmed and you are underwhelmed because they're not excited about how excited you are. They're just shocked and saturated and unsure of what to do next. But if we share it out in little bits, then we get to watch others in their journey as they're growing, and we get to continue to foster our own excitement about this conversation, about this subject, about this revelation. So do it in digestible little bits. I was sharing this story earlier about the donkey, and I've shared it before with the audience because it's one of my favorite examples of little bits. And this mule, donkey, was not doing the farmer any good anymore, and he had also a dried well. So he just dropped the donkey into the well, the empty well, and was going to fill it up and be done with them both. So he would go get dirt, and he'd pour the dirt into, just a little bit, pour the dirt into the hole, and it would fall on the donkey, and the donkey would shake, and all the dirt would fall to the ground, and the donkey would stomp it down. And this continued and continued a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. The dirt would hit the donkey would shake it off, and all the dirt would, and then he'd stop on it until it packed down. And eventually, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, filled up the hole, and the donkey stepped out. When we're on this journey to keep on keeping on, the little bits make a big difference. So find ways to be invested in little bits of sharing so that you can shake off what the world's throwing at you, you can stomp down on the enemy, and you can step out of the hole. We have a need to be in relationships. We are designed to be in relationships. And when we come together and we share our journey, we share our heart, it opens up an opportunity to touch the other hearts around us. But more importantly, that they can touch our hearts. And the more this happens, the more we mix this in, the stronger and bolder we get in our journey. And if ultimately we're trying to keep on keeping on, sharing with others is a great way to do that. So find ways to be invested in sharing because you can teach it, you can bring a group together, you can take time to examine it deeper, you can repeat it until you know it, and you can just break it down into those bite-sized little bits. It's going to make a difference for you. And it's going to make a difference for the people that you encounter. Now, if you are struggling in any way with your little bits or with your focus or even with how to get started in this journey, please reach out to me today. I want to offer you a free 20-minute phone call. You pick the topic. Just head on over to KatherineLang.com. You can see the website is shared on the video and just sign up for your free call right now. And you'll get a sheet. You tell me what you want to talk about and let's get you started to keeping on, keeping on in your unique design. And please don't forget, share, subscribe, and like. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.